1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:22, we're pleased to have with us Jackie Walnuts, the director of Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County. We're talking about schedule, specifically an upcoming golf tournament.
Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How's everyone?
Hey, we're doing all right. How are things over at the Big Brothers Big Sisters office today?
It's doing well. Fantastic. It's a beautiful summer morning, and we got some fun, exciting things coming up.
Well, let's talk fun and exciting then. I understand you're going to be holding a golf tournament here soon.
Yeah, so this will be our second year holding Give a Mulligan for Kids' Sake out at the municipal golf course. And so it's a fun little fundraiser for the program, and it will be on Saturday, July 29th.
All right, a four-person scramble format is the tradition here when it comes to... All right. How do we get our teams involved?
Yeah, it's a traditional four-man scramble. Ladies, gentlemen, together, you know, however you want to do it. And you can simply call me. I can get you set up. You can check out our registration website there on Facebook, you know, on our event page. And we also have a little QR code that you can scan on some posters around town, and it'll take you straight to the link and get you signed up.
Outstanding. For folks that, let me just ask you, what's the cost to be involved here per team, and what are some of the other different things that'll be part of the golf tournament, the atmosphere coming up?
Right. So it's going to be $300 a team, so $75 a person. If you don't have a team but you still want to sign up, you can do that, and we'll plug you in where we can. The day of, we'll obviously have mulligans you can buy. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle. There'll be a few little raffle baskets you can participate with. We also might have some fun out on the course. So be aware that a couple holes might have a little fun activity for you.
Oh, boy. Now, you've opened up the opened that up, so I have to ask, can you give any sorts of hints as to what that fun and merriment might be?
Well, so one's called Double Down. So you pay... And if you are able to achieve what we're asking, then we pay you.
You know, I've failed at that many times. many times. So that is a good fundraising move. I know that. So.
Yeah, no, it's super fun. It's going to be hot, so we're going to have plenty of refreshments and food and just good quality fun.
Outstanding. All right, where do the proceeds go here for the golf tournament?
So all proceeds that are raised for Lyon County's Big Brothers Big Sisters stay in Lyon County. It goes to support our program. It goes to support activities that we do with the kids. It goes to further promoting so that we can get more people involved in supporting the program. But all funds do stay in Lyon County.
You mentioned here about support. Is there anything, I guess, immediate as far as support goes that you're really focusing on right now? Or is it, as you mentioned, kind of the all-encompassing effort?
Well, I think, as our continues to stay getting established and rooted and, the community support, everything is really, really needed. But I would say right now, if you as an adult, 18 years or older, are interested in volunteering and serving your community by supporting youth, this is a great way to get started, a great program to get started with. And so we're always in need of adult mentors.
Need those adult mentors. You need more guys?
We
girls?
Do need guys.
Okay.
No, we need male mentors. I got a lot of little boys that are sitting there waiting. So if you have it cross your mind, just give us a call. We would love to educate you on it. I know that there's a lot of questions about as far as time commitment, and we don't ask a whole lot of your time, and we also don't ask that it... be something that you're carving out, right? Like, just include them in your daily activities. So if you're going grocery shopping, take them. If you're going to go change a tire on your truck, take them. It's the point of spending that one-on-one time, quality time with them, but also teaching them something in the meantime.
Do you find a lot of people may be a little hesitant to be a mentor because they're thinking that there's a whole lot of extra stuff that's attached?
I do, and so that's why it's really important that we talk about what is expected, because once people find out, they're like, oh, well, that's not as bad as I thought it would be, and it's really not. there's not a lot of expectations, that there's just really a little bit of your time each month. 1 to 2 times a month you need to visit with your little. And it could be simply just going to Sonic and getting a drink, because we all know that car rides, you can just sit and chat away, right? And get involved that way.
So any specific age range you're looking at as far as, number one, as far as the littles that need bigs, what's your normal age range? What are you looking at?
Yeah, so the little can be as young as 5 to get enrolled, and then they go up to the age of 18. We can serve them until they're 23, which is pretty cool. And so when the adult comes to us, they need to at least be 18, but they could be 99 and still want to serve. And what's really unique and interesting about the program is we take the interest of both parties involved, right? So anything that the little likes and dislikes, along with what the mentor likes and dislikes, and then we try to find a match that's going to be that's going to exist well together and be very compatible together, and so that you guys can share same common interests and activities and likes and dislikes. And then that way we've made a long-lasting, impactful relationship. And so if you, as the mentor, is like, I only want a child ages 10 to 14, well, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to find you a child in that age range. If you have no preference, then that makes it a little bit more fun and easy. But, yeah, it's a great mentoring program.
And what do you hear from both mentors and kids, you know, the ones that have been involved, say, for, I'll just use 6 months as a marker point. It could be just some other arbitrary number, but those that have been involved with it for a period of time, what do you hear back as far as the benefits of being involved are concerned?
Well, coming from a mentor, they are all just blown away at how much even the child impacts them in so many positive ways. Teaching them something as well, or even just getting to kind of loosen up and be a kid yourself and do fun things. You don't even realize how much you have to offer someone else until you put yourself in that position, right? And I think that's what's really cool, because every one of us has something to share with another person, whether it's sewing, cooking, bicycling, reading, you know, these fancy novels, whatever. We have some interest that we can share with another person. And I know that our youth really love that as well, because sometimes they're getting to step outside of their box and try something new, and then they're like, wow, that wasn't so bad. And then they're begging their big to do it again. And seeing them out in the community doing things, that, you know, because our community supports a lot of programs and just a lot of other activities, right? And so we want to do the same. We push them out into the community and say, go support our local town and do these free things. And it doesn't always have to cost anything. And to see them doing those things is a lot of fun, because we want to make sure that we also give back to our community that gives to us. And we want to teach them that.
Well, once again, let's get the dates of the Big Brothers Big Sisters Golf Tournament, Jackie.
Yeah, so Saturday, July 29th. I'm sure it's going to be hotter than Hades, probably. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to start registration at 7:30 in the morning there at the Emporia Municipal, and then 8:30 shotgun start will happen. There'll be lunch, awards, prizes, all following when the tournament is done. And you can call to get registered at 620-437-7484, or you can check us out on Facebook for our event page.
Outstanding.
Well, maybe we'll wear some Hades out here the next few days. End of July.
Wear that out, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I hear it's going to be 100 this week. I'm not looking forward to it.
It will be, I know. All right, Jackie, we appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, Jackie Wellness with Big Brothers Big Sisters of serving Lyon County, a golf tournament coming up end of July.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, you know the drill. Call us, 620-342-1400, or email keyvue@keyvue.com. We've still got Sean Stewart of Kansas AAA on deck after our headlines, talking about concerns about kids and hot cars, and also travel projections for the 4th of July holiday. The Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20 tomorrow has Sarah Tidwell and Carol Lucy talking about the Altrusa Club Golf Tournament, which is coming up July 8th.
Hey, Affordable Room Groups offers convenient furniture financing plans that are sure to fit your budget. Get pre-approved online at affordableroomgroups.com. That's Affordable Room Groups at the corner of 6th and Neosho. So shop online, yet still close to home at Affordable Room Groups. Again, affordablerooms.com. Browse their top furniture brands and apply for financing. Affordable Room Groups on the corner of 6th and Neosho. It is 8:32. Now the headlines from ABC.
The Supreme Court could soon be handing down some big cases as justices prepare for their summer recess. Among the issues they'll be deciding on, affirmative action and college admissions, President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and a discrimination case against LGBT